What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and talking with me today is Captain Charlie Burwell, commander of the Licking County Composite Squadron located at Everett Park. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about Wreaths Across America. Now, this is a nationally recognized event, but you can support locally with the Cedar Hill Cemetery and their ceremony going on tomorrow in Newark, kicking off at noon Eastern time. Charlie, tell us about the event and the importance of it.
So it is a nationwide program that is designed to honor the fallen. It honors those who've served and who are currently serving by teaching the next generation the value of freedom. Our volunteers for this program are the heart of the program, and it's a year-round process trying to gather sponsorships for the wreaths.
Now, if you're interested in sponsoring a wreath, unfortunately, the deadline for this year has passed, but if you do sponsor a wreath today, it will go towards next year. Charlie, where can people go to sponsor a wreath?
The easiest way is to go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. You'll see a couple different options there. It'll just say sponsor wreaths, it'll say volunteer, or it'll say sponsor a specific cemetery. I would just ask that people from Licking County go ahead and pick the specific cemetery and choose Cedar Hill.
Now, if you weren't able to sponsor a wreath in time for this year, you still can be a part of the ceremony this Saturday. Charlie, how can volunteers really make the most of this event?
So when a volunteer places a wreath on a service member's grave, we encourage them to speak that person's name aloud and thank them for their service and sacrifice and really reflect on their life along with our wreath-laying ceremony.
Now, Wreaths Across America goes a long way back, but Charlie, can you tell us the history about it?
Sure. So in 1992, that was the first Wreaths Across America event. Approximately 5,000 wreaths were donated and sent to Arlington National Cemetery. Fast forward to 2005, and a very iconic picture that any time Wreaths Across America is mentioned, this is the picture that they talk about. That picture went viral all over the internet, and it blew up. And by 2007, the organization Wreaths Across America became a 501c3. So by 2008, Congress annually proclaims that this Saturday in particular be the National Wreaths Across America Day. And in 2012, it was the 1,000,000th wreath that had been placed at Arlington National Cemetery. Fast forward to last year, 2022, there was 2.7 million, million with an M, million wreaths that were placed at 3,700 locations nationwide and abroad at other U.S. military cemeteries across the globe.
And that was just in 1 year?
Just in 1 year, 2.7 million wreaths at 3,700 locations. And Cedar Hill was one of them. Last year, we had approximately 700. This year, obviously, you know, the economy's not as good as it was last year. So, and we see that with the sponsorships for the wreaths. This year, it's only about 500 wreaths here at Cedar Hill. But they're shipped from Maine. They leave Morrill Winchester, which is the Worcester Wreath Company in Maine, and they are trucked all the way here.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.